What's up, Pats fans, and welcome to Totally Patriots. We got a huge show headed your way. Have a look at what's coming up.
The Pats charged over San Diego and right back home to Gillette with a win. Now the team is ready for redemption as the Miami Dolphins come to town. But first, 2014 first-round draft pick Dominic Easley sits down for Pats Chat.
I like racing cars.
Racing?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound safe to me. Don't try that at home, kids.
And Professor Fritz is getting smart with some dummies.
Can you locate your center of mass?
Not Worcester.
Plus, Brandon Browner gets tilted.
One thing that I do that's annoying is snoring. I snore. I tend to snore a lot.
Get ready. Totally Patriots is about to start.
Welcome to Totally Patriots. One of the biggest achievements in an aspiring NFL player's career is getting drafted, of course, right? Right off the bat, you got to get drafted. Imagine how exciting it is getting drafted to one of the biggest, one of the best teams in the league right off the bat. It happened for Dominic Easley. Patriots thought really highly of him. First round draft pick last year. We think highly of him too. Let's sit him down, get to know him right now. Ashley's got him in the hall. It's time for Pat's Chat.
Thanks, Romeo. I'm here at the hall with a group of students from Scituate High School. What's going on, guys? How are we feeling? Just sailing away? Yeah? All right, help me welcome defensive end Dominic Easley, everybody. How are you? Take a seat. Do you know anything about Scituate High School?
No.
No, you don't? Well, they're very happy to meet you.
Well, I'm happy to meet y'all, too.
So, I love the fact that you were a first-round draft pick. I mean, I feel like that's everyone's goal in life. Mm-hmm. I would have loved to be that. Talk to me about that day. Was it, you know, did we set it up? Was grandma there, girlfriend? You know, give me a whole overview of the day.
No, actually, I was just in the hotel with my homeboys. Just one of my homeboys.
I didn't
think that I was going to go first round because I got hurt. I mean, it was just a normal day for me.
Just you and your boy?
Yeah, that's it.
Now, did he go anywhere? Is he a player as well?
Yeah, he's at the Saints.
Oh, he's with the Saints. Because I was going to say, you know, when there's friends like that that start out in the beginning, yeah. but he's kind of big time too. Mm-hmm. When did he go?
I think around fifth round.
Yeah. So you got him just a little bit. So talk about being hurt as well. Like, you came here, you were hurt. You know, some people were like, oh, he's hurt, but we still, you know, got him in the first round. Talk a little bit about that.
I mean, it sucks, you know. You just got to keep pushing through it. You got to make everything the best that it can possibly be.
How was it coming here with injury? Were you nervous that the players were going to be?
No, I wasn't nervous. I was just more focused on, you know, getting back to the way that I used to be.
Right. And then you got that big time interception.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, hey, you silenced the critics a little bit. How did that feel?
I mean, it felt great. You know, that was my first career interception from high school. So,
right.
Man, it felt great.
And now you went to Florida,
yes,
correct?
University
and,
where of Florida.
You, and you're from Staten Island originally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't hear the accent that much. I thought I would. Certain words?
Certain words, yeah. People say certain words.
Okay.
Certain
now, words. Is there something you miss big time from New York? I'm from New Jersey.
Pizza.
Oh, you're a pizza guy, so talk to me. Where are good pizza spots?
Danino's and Brothers.
Danino's and Brothers.
Yeah.
What do you do here for fun? What do you like to do?
Hang out with my kid. I got a 2-year-old.
Oh, you have a baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, girl?
Boy.
How is he? Like, give me a little overview on him.
Like his father.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It depends who you're talking to.
That's awesome. I love that. And does he love to watch you play, obviously?
Somewhat. I mean,
he probably has a short attention span.
Yeah. Move around a lot.
Yeah. All right. Now, give me some fun facts about you. Stuff that we have no idea about, but you would think we'd like to know.
What's something about me? I like racing cars.
Racing?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound safe to me. Don't try that at home. When are you racing? When do you have time to race cars?
I mean, not now, obviously. Just on the track and stuff like that.
All right.
Go to the track.
Oh, that's pretty cool. What about this chain here?
It has my last name and my son's nickname.
Okay.
Popeye.
Like the Sailor Man?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. The Sailor is Popeye the Sailor Man?
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
It was my nickname growing up. It was really because when I was a kid, I had big forearms. Like that was one of the biggest things on me.
So everybody noticed that. You weren't, like, eating cans of spinach or anything?
I love spinach also.
You actually really do?
Yeah, I love spinach.
All right, thanks, Dominic. That's going to do it for me. But coming up, we got some more questions from the Scituate High School.
up from the hall to the lab. It's time for some science right now. Professor Fritz is going to break it down for us in How'd They Do That.
How'd They Do That is brought to you by the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon's education program, dedicated to promoting STEM education.
Hey, guys, I got a question for you. How many dummies does it take to win the Super Bowl? No, not that kind. Plenty of these. Working out on the practice field with dummies gives linemen the smarts beating their opponent across the line of scrimmage. Let's take a look at how dummies educate linemen in the NFL today. Ooh, see what I did there? Educate dummies. I like that. NFL players have been hitting football dummies to train since they were in high school. These mammoth training tools help linemen to master their skill set so they can dominate their opponent. Dummies help linemen learn the science of torque and center of mass. Let's take a look at torque first. Torque is anything that gets another object to spin, where the force is applied to the object will determine if there is torque. If a defensive lineman hits the dummy straight on, there is no torque. But if he hits it on the side, there is torque as he spins off and flattens the QB for a sack. Using the dummy gives the player a chance to practice the right angle and force to create the most torque. The best way to fight off getting torqued or knocked down is to stay low. Staying low gives you a low center of mass. A player with a low center of mass who exerts his force on an opponent with a higher center of mass is more likely to push the opposing player over and win the battle. Low man wins, baby. Your center of mass is center of gravity is located where the weight is most concentrated. Just about at the belly button. Can you locate your center of mass?
Not Worcester. Worcester.
Players work very hard to stay low. Because if you can't get under a player's center of mass, it's very hard to get that player to rotate. When players practice coming out of their stance and pound into a dummy, they are practicing gaining a bigger torque on their opponent. Hitting on the rise increases the torque you put on that body. As a lineman starts low, he has a low moment arm. The moment arm is the perpendicular distance from an axis to the line of action of a force. Yeah, you better study that. The moment arm determines the quality of the torque. The moment arm changes with the angle of the application of the force. Starting low gives you a low moment arm from where you apply the force to the ground, and as you get higher, the moment arm increases and increases and increases, and hence you are applying more torque. Practice dummies give a player a chance to strengthen his lower body, quicken his rise from his stance, and practice staying low. By practicing with football dummies, an NFL lineman conditions his brain and body through repetition to keep his center of mass low and his torque tuned. And there's nothing like a finely tuned torque. Music to a lineman's ears. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we keep our torque tuned.
Coming up on Totally Patriots, Brandon Browner hits the high notes.
Oh, say, can you see?
Can't say the same for Dominic Easley.
Well, I'm not a singer, I'm a football player.
Smart man.
Stay with us. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide. By Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, count us in. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Totally Patriots is brought to you by Bose Pump Up Playlist. Ever wonder what your favorite Patriots players listen to? Make sure you check out Patriots.com this season for new Bose Pump Up playlists.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. I'm still here at the hall with a group of students from Scituate High School, as well as Popeye, a.k.a. Dominic Easley, everybody. There we go. So I hit him with all the hard-nosed questions. Now it's your turn. Let's find out some fun stuff. Will we? Any questions?
Do you have any, like, pregame or game day rituals?
I just like to listen slow songs, like R&B.
What? Yeah. That gets you pumped up?
No, it keeps me calmed down.
Oh, because you don't want to be too crazy.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Give me an example of a song that you listen to pregame.
This is probably too back in the day. It's called Tender Love.
Okay. Can we hear... sing a little bit so we can.
Oh, I don't know the song.
Oh, you just know the sound of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm not a singer. I'm a football player.
Smart man. You must have known what I was going to do to you there.
So who was your favorite player growing up?
Favorite player? I say Ray Lewis.
That dude can pump up a room. Let me tell you something. I'll just listen to him talk, and I just get pumped up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even about to hit anybody. Anybody else?
So you have the cool gray 12s on. Do you have a Jordan sneaker collection?
Yeah.
I'm a sneakerhead.
Yeah, I'm a big sneakerhead. I'm a real big sneakerhead.
You are? What is your favorite pair that you own?
The 12s.
The 12s?
Yeah.
What's your favorite pair?
I like the fives.
You like
the
fives?
All right, cool. Actually, a fun fact. I was at a sneaker convention just a couple weeks ago, and one of the Red Sox players came in and spent $10,000 on this pair of sneakers. You think you can guess?
A pair of Jordans? It wasn't a pair of Jordans.
It wasn't Jordans. There was a Jordan connection there. Do you have a guess?
Yeah. Is it the Red October?
It was
October,
a Red October.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Look at that.
Yeah.
He's got you on that one. All right, any more questions?
What kind of car do you drive?
SRT8 Dodge Charger.
Is that a cool car, guys? I don't know. Is that a good... Oh, we like that one. That's very... You got a double thumbs up on that one. Was that a new purchase?
When I got to college.
Okay, got out of college. Yeah. All right, cool.
Where did you go to college?
University of Florida.
He's a Gator. One thing about Florida and going there that we wouldn't know that you loved.
It's called Lake Alice, where there's a whole bunch of alligators. I mean, you're staying real far back, but it's just cool to see alligators.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool for me, too.
That, yeah.
All right, well, that's going to do it for myself, Scituate High School. One more time for Dominica Easley, guys.
Next on Totally Patriots, Brandon Browner takes on Tilted.
My favorite midnight snack is anything and everything.
Stay with us. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. Brandon Browner may be in his first year here with the Patriots, but he's got some superstar stats already. Pro bowler, Super Bowl champ. The dude is an all-around stud cornerback. I'm liking what I'm seeing from him. Let's get him out of the helmet right now. It's time for Tilted.
My favorite TV show is Mark. He's funny. Show been going over 20 plus years and he's still funny. The weirdest thing I have in my locker. Old water, a water bottle that's been in there for probably 2 weeks. There's still water in it. I like to do my Dougie. I'm not Dougie. If I could have my smartphone do anything, it would be make me rich quick or give me multiple billions. I'd probably buy the Patriots. My pet peeves are a lazy person. I don't really like lazy people. My hidden talents are singing in the shower. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed. It changes once I get out of the shower. One thing that I do that's annoying is snoring. I snore. I tend to snore a lot. I just got a sleeping machine to help with that. It's called a CPAP. It sounds like a broke down tractor. If I could have lunch with anybody dead or alive, it would be Tupac Shakur. What wouldn't I ask him? I'd ask him, how did he become so intelligent? My favorite superhero is Superman. My favorite midnight snack is anything and everything. Last night I ate a whole bag of Doritos.
Well, the Dolphins are coming to town this weekend, and even though it's freezing here, you know we gotta bring the heat to the tailgate party. What is Miami Latin flavor all about? About to find out with Chef Mike right now in the Gridiron Grub.
Gridiron Grub is brought to you by Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare. Count us in.
What's up, Pats fans? I'm here at 80 Thoreau with my man, Chef Mike. So the Dolphins are on their way to New England. You know they're going to bring the heat. What are we making times two for Miami?
All right, so second time around with Miami. We're going to do some fried plantains.
Yeah.
Which is a very nice little snack thing you can do in the parking lot before the game.
Sounds delish.
Yeah, it is very good.
They look like bananas, but they're not.
No, they're not. They definitely do look like bananas, though. So this is the raw form right here, and we have the finished product as well because I did a bunch ahead of time.
Cool.
But it's easy to do like when you're tailgating, too, because you just bring a fry pan with you and throw it on your grill, a little veg oil, and then sear them, good to go.
Okay.
So I'm going to show you actually how to cook them right now. So I got three pieces right here. Pan to be medium high heat. So what you're looking for is golden brown on both sides. It takes about 30 seconds, maybe a little bit more depending on the heat. Once they're done, take them out. Have some kind of mashing implement.
Yeah.
Like this. Let's press down.
Ooh, look at you.
And then after that, put them right back into the pan. Probably about another 15, 20 seconds aside, golden brown. And then, once they're done, to go with this, I made a dipping sauce. It's real simple, sweet chili,
okay.
A little mustard, a little rice wine vinegar, a little cayenne pepper, some heat. You know, it is Miami.
It is Miami.
And so, that's those. These are done. Oh, yeah, obviously put some salt on them, too. Gotta have salt on everything.
I love salt.
You gotta have salt. So,
let's do this
try
thing.
It up.
All right.
Yeah.
Mmm.
Tasty, right?
I love those.
Yeah, it's very nice.
All right, those were really good, but we need to beat the Dolphins round two.
Yep.
Go Pats.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence for 75 years. By Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the Patriots, and by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Yeah, I love seeing Brady all pumped up like that. Him and the boys should be feeling good after that big win over the Chargers last weekend. So this weekend, here we are back home. Miami is coming to town. It's redemption time. Talking about week one, of course, when we started off with a loss. It's not like that this weekend. We're going to win. And when we do, by the way, we clinch the AFC East division. I cannot wait. We're going to leave you with our TP MVP this weekend. Julian Edelman had a great game last weekend. Great game 11. Career touchdown high, and he had over 100 yards. Enjoy, go Pats, and we'll see you next weekend.
from the end zone, scrambles right, pulls up, fires toward the far side. Edelman leaps and makes the catch. A first down reception at the 24. Tom fires down the middle for Edelman, leaps to make the grab, comes down with a stiff arm, runs away from a defender, in the clear to the 35-30, Julian to the 20, Edelman to the 10, Edelman to the end zone, touchdown, Patriots!
Playmaker, make a play! Woo!